wesi ba waji lo ibokombo.
Good morning, Arvid. Today is Tuesday, 9th of November, and in studio are Andrea Yahalom, volunteers from France, India, and Nepal. Right now it's raining and it's 25 degrees Celsius. The forecast says that today is a chance of thunderstorm, partly cloudy, with the temperature range from 26 to 29, and with the wind blowing from southeast with 14 kilometers per hour. It's gonna be 60% of chance of precipitation, and the heat index is 34 degrees Celsius. Moon is waxing crescent, and 10% of it is illuminated, and the day is long today, 11 hours and 37 minutes. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. a German movie, Edelby, The Family Jewels, made in Germany in 2004 by director Robert Schwentke, and the film describes a promising young man who finds his well-ordered life turned topsy-turvy by the diagnosis of testicular cancer. After a surgery claims one of his eggs, the film's German title translates as The Egg Thieves, which references German slang for testicles as well as a term for petty thieves. He learns that either more surgery or chemo treatments are needed to give him the best chance for no return of the cancer. He opts against his controlling mother's and his doctor's advice for the chemo and begins a length stay in the hospital's chemo ward. It is hilarious but very human tale. And tomorrow at the same time and place we can see an interesting movie, Touch the Sound, made in collaboration with Germany, United Kingdom and USA in 2004 by director Thomas Riedelschmeier, and the film is documentary in English with English subtitles. This film explores the connections among sound, rhythm, time and the body by following the extraordinary solo percussionist Evelyn Glennie, who is nearly deaf. Glennie learned that she was going deaf. Rather than abandon her study of music in which she had shown such a talent, she instead turned her focus toward percussion instruments and developed her ability to feel the sound through her body. Here, she's captured in improvisational solo and group performances in intriguing spaces from a New York City rooftop, Germany, to a Zen garden in Tokyo. Working committee would like to remind us that the next meeting of the Governing Board and the International Advisory Council will take place on the 26th through the 28th of November 2010. If you have any topics you would like them to present to the group of the particular members of these two bodies, please send them to Working Committee in writing as soon as possible. And they're asking you not to approach these groups or the members about individual issues. The housing service is preparing a new project of staff quarters, which gonna be 27 apartments plus some common facilities. This project will be funded by Government of India over the next 2 years and will have to adhere the usual procedures of the government. The name of this project is Maitreya 2 because it's located next to the ongoing project of Maitreya. The initial timeline is 3 weeks from the date of publication of this note. If you are interested in this work, please contact the housing service. Living Roots and the Auroville Green Center bring to you a series of seminars about sustainability that present local solutions to global challenges facing the world. The seminar series covers key issues such as our relationship to the villages, nutrition, water management and waste management. So this Thursday at Last Crew Campus in Glass Classroom at 3:30 p.m. Alan Battel will be talking about integral sustainability. At Verite Programming, they have a new weekly class named Movement as Joyful Meditation with Jivatman on every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And this meditation is about your work with the physical body to awake it up and develop its own consciousness. How one can do that? The plan are exercises of stretching, energizing, being conscious of its components, parts, and whole. And then self-expression through body movements to music from various sources, which will be followed by exercise for concentration and internalization using limited and structured movements to foster quietness within. From tomorrow to 16th of November between 7 to 8 a.m. at Sautru, Bharat Nivas presents 7-session well-being pranayama workshop by leading mothers, quote, "It is in good health that the way to transformation is found." And the workshop is facilitated by J.V. Avanadalu. This workshop introduces you to easy-to-do exercise based on yoga for flexibility and toning, 8 simple but very powerful pranayama practices, yoga nidra, which is deep relaxation to let go of stress and recharge yourself, inner healing and cleansing practice, dietary principles for well-being. The expected outcome of this workshop is that you will enjoy a new level of well-being by practicing the exercising for 30 minutes per day. Yoga is offering Carnatic vocal classes and you can contact him at 900-3891-571 or at 900-3529-670. And tomorrow at 6 p.m. you can learn fun semi-classical Bollywood dance taught by our teachers at New Creation Dance Studio. In On Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo we read, "If men took life less seriously, they could very soon make it more perfect. God never takes his work seriously. Therefore, one looks out on this wonderful universe." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org. Mi pon di pwè.